Hallelujah. Greetings, family. Yes, we are surrounded by darkness, but in the midst of darkness, we arise and shine. Darkness covers the earth, but we arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. And this is our life is set on these heavenly realities. We raised and seated with Him, so that in this age we may magnify and show His goodness towards us, experience it for ourselves, and then show it. So the supernatural, everything that we lost in Adam has been restored. So we are back into that supernatural. We're not in the low spot anymore, the fall. Sin made us fall, but we are now raised and seated with Christ in heavenly places. We are not short of the glory. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. But now we have been forgiven, washed clean, and been given, restored in the glory. So, guys, that's where we got to be. Raised and seated with, set your mind on things above, not on this earth, for your life is hid with Christ in God. And then that word is not just when, it's whenever, because it's been a constant coming from Jesus's death. He has been manifesting, revealing himself to his disciples at first, and then to those that that understand he's got all authority, and that all his authority and his goodness has been given to us to birth here, to manifest according to the name that has been written out for us, the story we have. So that's our realities, guys, and that's what we live in, and we take hold of, and we experience, so as to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. I'm going to send you a beautiful scripture now, and it's relative to the Lord coming. And why you've heard me speak about this a lot, about the coming is so, because we've made so much of the devil coming, but we've made so a little of the Lord coming, and that coming is parousia, revealing himself, manifesting himself. And that's what he said to his disciples: all authority has been given to me, therefore go out, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and lo, I'll be with you till the end of this age. So this age we've got, we usher in the Lord in our own personal lives to impact our society and South Africa, and the world. You will receive power to be my witnesses. So we stay witnessing, and we can't witness more than we've seen and heard. Okay, back to when I just got born again, I knew nothing about these scriptures, guys. I came as a sinner, taken up into Elion, was moved, taken into the ministry, Elion Ministries. And my first message, Francois was talking about when Jesus died, identification, we died. When Jesus was raised, we were raised with him. We are now seated with him in heavenly places. And a word came to me loud, like a trumpet blast in my right ear, and it was, Jesus is risen. And with tears in my eyes, I turned around to Carlisle. He was the guy that came with me up there, and I said, Jesus is risen. And he looked at me and he said, Jesus is coming on the clouds. And I didn't have a clue what he's saying, you know, because all I know, this is the revelation. It sounded like a trumpet, but no one else heard it. But then I perceived now with the tears, it was coming from inside. And then I perceived the biggest attack on the resurrection of Jesus and the rule of Jesus, so that his kingdom can come on earth as it is in heaven, is that one day he's coming. That's what I perceived. But then God gave me scripture, and it was scripture that Jesus said to the religious circle. the Pharisees and the scribes that we have today as well, that haven't gone into the kingdom, but then don't want other people to go into the kingdom. He says, from now on, you will see the Son of Man seated on the right hand of the Father and coming on clouds of glory. And that was the reality. You know, those people have got no excuse after Jesus' death. One of the guys that Jesus was put into the tomb with, he took Jesus' body into his tomb, Joseph of Arimathea. That guy they had locked up because they said they tried to make him a scapegoat, that why Jesus his body was stolen. And when Jesus came and appeared to him, he shared his own gospel story, Joseph, later on. And locked him up in prison. And Jesus came and took him out and put him into another part of the land. And there he was sharing the gospel. Then the Pharisees and the scribes came to him, and they were petrified. So the revealing of the goodness and the power of God, that he is King and Messiah, was then seen with the people that embraced him. And that gave people the understanding that Jesus is both seated on the right hand of the Father and coming on clouds of glory. You see, that's not clouds, natural clouds. That's clouds of glory, splendor. How does splendor come to you? By revelation. When God witnesses, when your spirit witnesses with his spirit, and you wake up to the glory, and you take hold of the glory, and you're transformed by the glory. And that's the reality. And when Jesus was taken up, when he was taken up, after he came, after he got all authority, and he came and declared it, and then he left his disciples. The Bible says that he was taken up, and then a cloud took him out. They didn't see him any longer. And then many people, and then the angel said, as you have saw him go, so he will come. And so many people see this cloud, natural cloud story in that. But what was he taken up in, guys? He was taken up in a body. His body represented the kingdom of God, God the Father, the kingdom of God in every way through his relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what he has now given to his body, which is now the church. So there's a better interpretation where we understand that it's his body that's now got to arise and shine. He is come revealing himself, manifesting himself to his body. He who fears my name, the Son of Righteousness, will rise. Zechariah, they the sons of God resisting the sons of Greece, what we've seen today. And then he says, and he will appear over them, and he shooting his arrows, and they will go out like a flock, and they will tread the wicked down. You could just see it in that picture in Zechariah. I'll send it now. So these are treasures I never wanted to. I've always shared it in a way, but I really believe it's time that the church needs to wake up to their authority and their call as the bride of Christ, and be the bride of Christ. So yeah, so I'm speaking them out now. And so that was the reality, said to the Pharisees and the scribes. So any religious person should be confounded by the spiritual people, the body of Christ, because they not believing the lies. They are taking the word as it is, and they are believing it, and therefore they're receiving the favor of God, and they are arising and shining into the fullness of the manifestation of the sons of God. The mature, he says, we become mature, the measure and the stature of Jesus Christ. That's what we've got, because that's what we're married to. Amen.